This podcast is part of the Acast Creator Network.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hello and welcome to The Stand with Eamon Dunphy. Now, as weeks have passed, and months indeed, it has become clear that the Kinahan cartel, the biggest cartel ever to come out of this country, is on the run. Many of their top people have been apprehended. The Criminal Assets Bureau have been involved and very successfully in dismantling this cartel. There was a massive breakthrough when encrypted phones, which were a key to their operation, were also cracked by the authorities. I'm joined now by Nicola Tallant, investigations editor with the Sunday World. Nicola is Crime Journalist of the Year. And Nicola, over the last period of time, months, we have seen the Kinahan cartel under serious pressure. Daniel Kinahan's attempt to become a major figure in boxing came undone, and there have continued to be arrests. The Criminal Assets Bureau have also got stuck into them in a big way, and this the breaking of the encryption on the phones, of course, was also another blow. How much under pressure are they now? And particularly with the guilty plea from Bomber Kavanagh in the UK. He's a huge figure in the cartel, and it looks like he's going to go to prison for a very long time.
Most definitely. His sentence hearing now is in October, when he'll learn his fate. But he's looking at anything up to life imprisonment. Kavanagh was Daniel Kinahan's hero, basically, when it came to real people, not mythical characters that he watches on the television or he reads about in books. Kavanagh was the real deal. He had come up from the streets of Drimna and very feared kind of an individual who built up a gang around him, who left Ireland 15 years ago for the UK after he was one of the first targets of the newly established Criminal Assets Bureau. And in the UK, he set up a big, big drug operation based in Birmingham, but dealing with, obviously, wholesalers on the Costa del Sol. Now, it really was a mega big business that Bomber had. And he sort of ruled with this fear. He was an actual, proper, real deal godfather type of a character. He would have any of the guys that worked for him only really spoke when they were spoken to. He was very cruel and violent himself. He would have beaten up his lieutenants very regularly, often ended up in hospital intensive care units. He was somebody who was very, very feared and revered at the same time. And Daniel Kinahan, back in 2014, as he took the reins of his his father's drug cartel was setting up a kind of a larger mafia with some other partners from Holland and Eastern Europe. And he wanted Kavanagh to be more than just a business partner of him. He wanted him to be basically a sort of a blood brother. Yes. He knew that if he was to be feared too, that he needed Kavanagh by his side. And remember, Daniel Kinahan inherited everything he had. He got to the top of the organised crime business because he was handed down a business that his father had established. So within that world, but Kavanagh and Kinahan were seen in very different ways, you know. There was a lot of jealousy surrounding Kinahan's gifting of what he had and, as I said, more fear and respect for Kavanagh. Yes. So back around 2014, Kinahan desperately wanted Kavanagh to basically, you know, be his number two. And in order to do so, he set up what the cops believed to be a very intricate plot. He Kavanagh had a partner who was also his cousin, a guy called Hatchett Kavanagh, Gerard Hatchett Kavanagh, who was based out in Spain, and he was basically his Spanish operator for his business. And Kinahan went to Bomber Kavanagh and he told him that he had uncovered a plot by Hatchett, his cousin, to kidnap one of his children in order to demand a ransom payment of €1 million. Now, I think had Bomber sat back and thought about it, his cousin was a long time in the business. €1 million is a lot of money to you and I, but not necessarily if you're dealing drugs wholesale. Yes. And also, kidnap is an extremely high-risk business. You know, it's not really used that hugely anymore. It has been pretty much left behind. But anyway, Kinahan somehow managed to convince Kavanagh that this was true. And he, having gone to Kavanagh to give him this information, obviously got that bond he wanted. Hatchett Kavanagh, as we've spoken about before, was murdered out in Spain in a bar in Spain, believed to be as a direct result of Kinahan convincing his business partner that this plot existed. And I suppose then there was this, you know, culmination of things that happened. They had together bonded. The Regency Hotel, which was the attack on Daniel Kinahan, yes, by the Hutch faction. The only person that was murdered that day was David Byrne. And David Byrne was Bomber Kavanagh's brother-in-law. Right. So all of a sudden he's this business and personal bond with Kinahan. Plus Kinahan needs to go to war in Dublin to reclaim his power and you know, his status. And Kavanagh is willingly by his side because he has both a business and a personal interest in that. And that really has been Kavanagh's downfall. His bond with Kinahan and his willingness to be loyal to him and to help him with his revenge on the Regency. Yes. Back when the Kinahan cartel were looked upon and how was this going to be dismantled, Kavanagh was the clear and obvious first port of call. And in the last 4 years, the guards here from the Drugs and Organised Crime Bureau have been working hand in hand with the NCA, the National Crime Agency in the UK. Over that 4 year period, they have been concentrating on Bomber Kavanagh and bringing him to the point where he was brought before the courts on serious drugs and money laundering charges, and which he pleaded guilty to last week.
Yeah, that's remarkable, isn't it? He was obviously caught bang to rights, as they say.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com. When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination. yahoofinance.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Was the capture of Kavanaugh, and obviously compromised and with enough evidence to have to plead guilty, was that in any way due to this development where the encrypted phones that they were using, the code was cracked by the guards and the cops on both sides? Did that in any way lead to Kavanaugh's downfall, or was that his downfall completely separate?
His downfall is separate, but any of these guys involved in organised crime, we can't ignore the significance of the EncroChat hack.
Yes.
EncroChat being an encrypted phone network used by all of them, including Kavanaugh's outfit, including the Kinahan cartel, including criminals all over Europe, France, Spain, Holland. They were all using this system. It's basically described as a kind of a secret room where you can have any discussion you want when you're on these phones. They're supposed to be so high tech that nobody can hack them. Now, the police have managed to do so. They seem to have a period of messages and organisation involved on these encrypted phones. Earlier this year, between, say, April and June, so they have a two-month period where they were listening in and watching in live time, in real time, what was happening. Now, Kavanaugh was already sitting behind bars at that point, contemplating his future.
Right.
So I've no doubt he himself wasn't directly affected by it, unless he had phones in prison. But certainly members of his gang would have been using that who are still on the outside. Kavanaugh's guilty plea, as you say, is clearly a measure of the evidence, some of which we will hear during his sentence hearing next October.
How old is he, Nicola? He's a veteran now, is he?
Yeah, but he's in his 50s.
Right.
And, you know, I have to say that over the years, I have never spoken to a single individual that wasn't terrified of Kavanaugh.
Yes.
He just instilled this fear and had this sort of power. There's photographs of Bomber Kavanaugh at David Byrne's funeral, which he's standing actually shoulder to shoulder with Daniel Kinahan at that funeral, obviously not realizing at that point that his relationship with Kinahan will end up being his downfall. Yes. But the funeral was a true mafia funeral in Dublin. You know, there was armies of young guys dressed in the cartel uniform. They had been suited up in black and blue clothing with ties, and they were all standing in behind Bomber and Kinahan, who were at the forefront of it. You can just see from the way people approach Bomber the sort of status he had. That's not to glamorize him in any way, shape or form. It's just part of the culture and that world that exists and often alongside us.
Yeah,
you know?
People might remember shots of that funeral. I think there was a horse and carriage, correct?
Yeah, I mean, sure, look, there was motorbike outriders. Yeah. It was a shocking scene, and it was an absolute show of power. Yes. And of force of that Kinahan cartel. And it was a show of what was to come, that, you know, not only had the Hutches attacked one individual, they had attacked an army. Yes. And this was what was coming back at them. Kavanagh used to actually, he had studied fear and fear in a human being and how to manage and manipulate that. And he had studied the states of fear, because he believed that that was actually how to control people and your business. Yes. And he actually used to often pass on that knowledge to his underlings when he was explaining to them how to collect drug debts, etc. And what he would describe was this particular state of fear that you can bring an individual to, and you have to hold them there, because if you bring them into any further a state of fear, they become useless, paralyzed, and of no use.
Right.
To you. So he'd actually studied the psychology of it with gusto, you know. He used, as I said to you, he used beatings and humiliation actually also to control his underlings. He'd get them to do menial jobs around the grounds of his home. He lived in a stately house there in Tamworth in Birmingham, which is the home of many Premier League footballers and wealthy celebrities in the Birmingham area. And on the grounds of that house, he often used to make his lieutenants work for him in menial jobs, you know, weeding or cutting the grass or anything. And that was really a form of control and humiliation. That actually was copied again by Daniel Kinahan in Spain many years later. I think Kinahan really learned from Kavanagh how to operate. Kavanagh, of course, was married to Joanne Byrne, who is the sister of David Byrne, murdered at the Regency Hotel. And he was very close to her parents,
yes,
Sadie and Jaws, who we've spoken about before. You know, they are basically the grandfather and mother of that, you know, of that family, who have been, many members of whom have been involved in serious organised crime for decades. And I think Kavanagh was very close in particular to Sadie Byrne, his mother-in-law, very close to her. She was devastated, obviously, after the murder of her son,
yes,
David, in the Regency. And she was very, very devastated by that. And I think that was also part of the reason that Bomber Kavanagh kind of made very personal decisions to get heavily involved in Ireland here and in the revenge for the Regency attack. His number one man here in Ireland is before the Special Criminal Court at the moment, charged with directing organised crime. If you recall, some years ago, there was an arsenal of weapons found in Green Oak Industrial Estate, the biggest arsenal of weapons ever discovered in the history of the state. That was belonging to Bomber. Those weapons were seized. A number of his secret operatives here were before the courts. We spoke about a money launderer known as Mr. Nobody, Declan Brady. He was another of Bomber's men. So his entire outfit, carefully built over decades, has been decimated in the past few years. And it shows really how a lot of those criminal organisations are built on sand.
Yes. Yeah, the apparent, you know, untouchable nature of them. If you go back to David Byrne's funeral and the display that was put on of power on the day, and now, what, 4 years later, it's all crumbled away. And you had a story last week about another criminal fugitive, Nicky McConnell, who was arrested in Turkey in a place many people might know, Kusadashi, which I've heard lots of people talk about as a very wonderful place.
Ladies Beach, I haven't been there now myself.
You have no idea why that name came to, why it came to be known as Ladies Beach, I'm sure.
Well, do you?
a vague idea.
You've obviously more of a knowledge of the area than I have. So.
No, I haven't got to go there just yet. But it's very serious because McConnell was involved in your story, according to your story, in a particularly gruesome murder. I mean, the Regency Hotel business changed, it seems, everything, Nicola. And one of the first people to be murdered afterwards was Gareth Hutch, a brother of the monk Jerry Hutch.
Yeah, he was his nephew. And he was murdered in the north inner city at Avondale House on a very bright sunny May day in 2016, weeks after Jerry Hutch's brother Eddie been murdered on the doorstep of his home in Poplar Row. And it was another broad daylight shooting and another victim with the second name Hutch. And there was a lot of fear in the area at the time. I was actually working in the area that morning and I went up to the scene of the crime and just people were absolutely shocked. They didn't know what was coming at them. Although it was becoming very apparent that a huge amount of money and brutality and violence was coming for them. So basically, Nicky McConnell was, the guards believe he was, they're looking to question him in relation to that Gareth Hutch murder. They believe he was part of that murder team that went out that May morning and shot Gareth Hutch dead. Gareth Hutch was a resident in that apartment complex, in the flats complex, and he'd actually gone to his local councillor in the days previous looking for a transfer out of the area because he was afraid. He had a young child who was about seven at the time. He was separated and he used to have the child staying with him quite a lot and he was afraid for him. And he went looking for, to be moved out. But unfortunately, it was too late. His fate was already sealed. And his murder was conducted by what was the first murder cell hired by the Kinahan cartel. They were an INLA outfit who lived within the area. Johnny Keogh, convicted of the murder of Gareth Hutch. Regina Keogh, his sister, also convicted of the murder of Gary Hutch. And Tossie Fox, another local. All of whom had really gone to school with the Hutches, had knew them all. You know, they'd been in and out of relationships with them. They were neighbours and part of the community. And they had been introduced to the Kinahan cartel through another INLA thug by the name of Eamon Cumberton, who was convicted of the murder of Michael Barr at the Sunset House pub, which is also in that north inner city area. Barr was shot dead in a terrifying evening when locals were sitting having a pint and two guys came in the door with Freddy Krueger masks on and shot him dead at the bar in front of customers and, you know, absolutely dreadful. But Cumberton has been convicted as well. All these people are serving life sentences now. But they took the Kinahan money to go and to target their neighbours and the Hutches. And there was this absolute insatiable appetite for blood, for victims, for bodies. For the Kinahans wanted to rack up the amount of debts they were responsible for in the streets.
I know somebody, excuse me, Nick, I know someone who lives there in that area, in that part of the city, and they say that the communities have been torn apart, that There is suspicion everywhere. There is bitterness and hatred between people who once were friends, and that the areas in the inner city that were at the mercy of these thugs will never be the same again in living memory because of the mistrust, the bitterness and the pain that people have suffered in that community. So there's a very high price has been paid by people in the inner city, north inner city in particular.
I would agree with that totally. And I'd go further nearly to say that I think that that is the legacy of Daniel Kinahan. You know, here is a guy who has wanted to step forward as a boxing power broker. He wanted to see his legacy being that he was the new Don King. But instead, I believe that that is his legacy. It's the destruction of community. Yes. In the north inner city. And it's all this absolute, you know, like there's so many families left there that have lost a loved one. Children who grew up for a period of time when they had armed guards on their street as they walked to school.
Yes.
You know, it's some legacy, isn't it? I mean, for a guy whose ultimate hero is Pablo Escobar.
Yes.
and who he sees himself as being akin to, Escobar was loved in Medellin and is still talked about there. He didn't pump his own area with drugs. He sent them into the US.
Yes.
What he pumped his own area with was funding for, you know, schools and hospitals, and not in any way defending Escobar. I'm just saying.
Yes.
That he was loved within Medellin in a very impoverished area where, you know, he bought loyalties there. Kinahan is not loved.
No, and I mean,
never will
the Hutch killings. I mean, Eddie Hutch, if my memory serves me, was a taxi driver. Gareth Hutch was an entirely innocent man with no involvement in crime.
I would say the Hutch faction in all this are not entirely innocent.
No.
They were also involved in drug crime, and they were once partners of the Kinahan cartel.
Yes.
So, you know, we can't look on one side as completely differently to the other side. There is criminals involved on both sides.
Yes.
But I do think that what happened after the Regency was a measure of the, you know, the ego of Daniel Kinahan, his belief that his power had been challenged, and his absolute, as I said, an insatiable appetite for violence and revenge, which was a completely unfair playing ground. And he also, between himself and Kavanagh, what they did was they crossed the line in the sand, and they broke all the old gangland rules, because what they did was they went after civilians.
Yes.
not just other criminals, rival criminals.
Yes.
They went after a family.
Yes.
You know, not just a criminal gang. And that was really dirty warfare. And it also set a precedent, as everything does, for what's next. Nicky McConnell, as we were just talking about, was identified as one of the killers of one of the suspected killers of Gareth Hutch. He went on the run as his pal, Johnny Keogh, Tossie Fox, and Johnny's sister Regina went on trial for the murder, and there's been a European arrest warrant issued for him. And he happened to be picked up last week in Ladies Beach at Cusa d'Asi. Maybe it would be interesting to know your thoughts.
Well, you can send £50 note in a sealed envelope, and I'll return. You'll get your reply by return of post. I want to just move away from the lady's speech for a moment and ask you this, which many people will wonder. Daniel Kinahan surfaced, as we know, attempting to broker the heavyweight match between Tyson Fury and Anthony Joshua. Now, that appears to have collapsed. And also we understand that the authorities in Dubai, where Daniel Kinahan operates from, and indeed some of his gang are there with him. And indeed, we understand Christy Kinahan, who bequeathed all this to his son, also lives. The Dubai won't want to be associated with these people, will it? Or to be branded, as it were, as a place where criminals can roam freely.
Well, the way I see the situation now, for what it's worth, is I think Daniel Kinahan is the hunted now, and he has moved into the extremes of Escobar. He has made a last-ditch bid to kind of step forward as a legitimate businessman. That has backfired spectacularly on him. He has been dropped by Bob Arum and Top Rank. He's been dropped by Tyson Fury, certainly publicly. And he's been dropped by the Bahrainian sports outfit linked to the royal family there that he was supposed to have got a job with. So it's collapsed, basically, his return, essentially, to the ring. But also, in doing that, he managed to put the international spotlight on his criminal background, which is what he had always sort of felt that he had convinced international journalists, media, etc., that the Irish was a bit like Ireland, is a bit like the Wild West, that, you know, sure, we can say anything here. He's no convictions, really. And also he had developed this story that the Regency Hotel attack was actually a big conspiracy against him, that he was such a powerful figure in Ireland that the state, the police, the media and the Hutch family had got together to have him killed, but he'd survived it and he'd got away. So he had actually kind of convinced quite a lot of people out there that that was the case, that that was fact. Yes. And I think when he stepped forward as this boxing power broker, when Leo Varadkar got to his feet in the Dáil, when our assistant commissioner came forward and held a press conference describing how, you know, we are hoping to bring charges here against him, and the English media, the American media, and in general, the boxing media actually went, oh, hang on a second, there's more to this than just people making up stories. Yes. There's actually a series of facts that if you look back on them, and Kinahan has kind of shot himself in the foot. He's, in a way, the architect of his own downfall there, or has quickened it, I think, by trying to step forward. So I see him as very isolated now in Dubai. He's remaining there. He doesn't know what's going to happen to him. He knows that those around him, that business partners of his, have been returned to their native countries where they're now before the courts on serious charges. And it's really, the clock is ticking for him. Where does he go? If he tries to escape, where does he go? Where can he go? And what has he left?
Yeah, you know? And the police here have said, publicly said, that if he comes back to Ireland, he will be arrested and charged.
They have, and not only that, but last week they made what will be one of their final moves on the cartel here. You know, we're 4 years into a 5-year plan, basically. And they moved in on what they describe as the final stronghold here in Dublin of the Kinahan cartel, an area around the Hardwick Street flats area. Around that area, at one point, Kinahan was believed to have had 50 youngsters on the payroll, and they were being paid to keep an eye on Hutch targets, to be spotters within their own community. There was an arrest last week, and an individual is before the courts now who's seen as their last general, Kinahan's last general here in Ireland. So, you know, that is a really significant move by the guards, and it's the culmination, as I say, of you've everything happening together, really, which is all bad news for Kinahan. You have McConnell being sent home after being picked up by the Turkish police. You have the UK getting a guilty verdict from Bomber Kavanaugh. You're looking at the culmination of all those international policing communities working together for a long time. It takes a long time to bring down a cartel. It's not something that happens overnight. And I think we're into the final act.
Okay, Nicola, thank you very much for joining us on the stand. Nicola Tallant there. Nicola is investigations editor for the Sunday World. She is currently Crime Journalist of the Year. And we're very grateful to Nicola for joining us with that particular story, but in general about an aspect of Irish life, a dimension to it that we need to know as much as we can about. Thanks to Nicola, thanks to all of you for listening. That's all we have time for now. We'll talk to you soon.